Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with the American Muslim Community Foundation. And today on the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, we have on Muhammad Haba. He is the Development Coordinator at American Muslims for Palestine. Welcome to the show, Muhammad.
Salam, Muhi. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. We wanted to reach out to several organizations who are focused on working on Palestine. So we're really honored for you to be able to join us on such short notice and so much critical work that's being done. So first and foremost, just let people know about American Muslims for Palestine and the type of work that you do.
Of course. So American Muslims for Palestine is a national organization that is dedicated to advocating and educating the American public on the Palestinian cause. Our focus is advocacy, education, and grassroots organizing. And we span around the country. Our headquarters is here in Washington, D.C., and we have chapters in 10 different states, from New Jersey all the way to California. We were founded in the late 2000s when we saw that there was a need within the Muslim community to do this type of work for Palestine. Alhamdulillah, the Muslim community has always been very generous, supportive when it came to relief work. And as the Muslim community in the country grew, we realized we needed to do more advocacy for the causes we believe in. And we see this with different causes around the Muslim community nowadays. There are a lot of good organizations that do good work, alhamdulillah. AMP is dedicated to Palestine, of course, and we've also helped out our community members and our community with different types of projects as well. How we've worked with our Kashmiri brothers, we've worked with our Uyghur brothers, and we've worked with our Rohingya brothers in the past, alhamdulillah. So alhamdulillah, we've been doing this work for over a decade now, and we've begun to see some amazing changes out here in Washington, D.C., in support of Palestinian rights and Palestinian liberation.
That's really great. And that, definitely like the influence of social media, you've seen a lot of the narrative change and pushback on the status quo of what has been the narrative in the past as well. I remember one of the first rallies that I ever went to was back in when I was in 10th grade, probably in 2001. And it was a rally in DC. Took a bus from Michigan with other community members. And, ever since then have had that level of understanding and appreciation for advocacy and the civil rights movement and just trying to demonstrate and use our voice and power to counter that as well. In terms of like the geographic reach, like obviously you work, like you said, in the United States focusing on Palestinian rights, but for the different chapters across the country, tell us a little bit more about like the organizational structure. Is it one 501c3 with national chapters? Are they separate organizations? How do people get involved in their local communities versus the national structure?
Of course. So we're one 501c3. We have chapters that are connected to the national organization. And we help them plan, for the most part, some of the bigger projects that they do. To join a chapter, we have we recommend going onto our website ampalestine.org and checking out the chapters that we have over there and seeing if you have one in your community. Some of our biggest chapters are in New Jersey, Chicago, Dallas, the Bay Area, California. And Minnesota. Those are some of our biggest chapters. And we have other chapters and volunteers around the country. To put that into perspective, AMP hosts a national event every year, our Palestine Advocacy Day. The last year we did it, we had over 42 states participating with us.
Wow.
So our reach is everywhere, and we've been able to do a lot of good work through the community support.
That's really fantastic to hear. Now, obviously, there's ever since like Laylatul Qadr and even through Ramadan, even before, the issue has been getting worse in Palestine. Can you provide us some context to the current situation and any efforts in what American Muslims for Palestine is doing? Because, you know, as an advocacy group, you're doing things differently than, say, like a relief organization would. So how has AMP been helping respond to the current situation?
Of course. So I think it's always important to state when we talk about Palestine, it's important to understand that the problems that have been going on in Palestine have been going on since for over 73 years now. And that the main problem is settler colonialism and ethnic cleansing. And when we talk about the problem that's going on in Sheikh Jarrah till this day, it's ethnic cleansing. When you're trying to force families out of their rightful homes to give it illegally Israeli settlers, that's ethnic cleansing. And it's very important to understand that. And the truth is, when it comes to Palestine, it's never okay. You know, there is never a time where Palestinians are not being oppressed, no matter where they are in Palestine, whether that be in the West Bank, in Jerusalem, in 1948 Palestine, or in Gaza. There is always oppression going on to Palestinians. And when we talk about the recent situation that's been going on, it started because of Sheikh Jarrah. Sheikh Jarrah is a neighborhood in Jerusalem, in which Palestinians have been living there for decades now. Generations have lived in those homes. And Israeli settlers are trying to lay claim to those homes. And the Israeli courts are supporting this ethnic cleansing. But the people of Sheikh Jarrah have done a very good job of making sure the world knows what's going on. The families over there have been recording, have been sharing videos and what's been going on with the world, and the world has taken notice. And we've seen some horrible videos. The first one that comes to mind is Jacob from Long Island, the man who said, "If I don't steal your home, someone else is. So why do you have a problem with me?" And I think that definitely shows you what Zionism is and what the state of Israel has been doing to the Palestinians for years now. So when the Palestinians of Sheikh Jarrah have been doing a really good job, and that's brought in the support of other Palestinians. As many of you know, Palestinians are separated from each other. There are Palestinians who live in historic Palestine under Israel, who are not able to visit their brothers and sisters in the West Bank. And there are Palestinians in the West Bank who are separated from each other, even though they live just miles away from each other by checkpoints and things like that. And all of them are separated from Jerusalem. And when we talk about Gaza, Gaza is under siege. Gaza is an open air prison. So Palestinians did their best to come out and support Sheikh Jarrah. And in that time, Israeli settlers began to take the streets of Jerusalem chanting death to Arabs. And when these groups started attacking Jerusalem, attacking Palestinian Muslims and Christians in Jerusalem, more Palestinians tried to come to Jerusalem to protect Masjid al-Aqsa and protect the people there. And we saw eventually it led to the bombing of Gaza, which thankfully since we last spoke, Mohli, has stopped. And there's been a ceasefire announced. But that ceasefire was only announced after over 200 Palestinians were killed, over 60 of them children. And when we talk about bombing Gaza, it's important to understand, bombing Gaza is U.S.-made weapons. Money that is coming from the U.S. is going to support these bombs that are killing our people back home. And when we talk about the U.S. complicity, that's our complicity. You know, we have a responsibility as American Muslims to make sure our country is no longer complicit in the killing of Palestinians and the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. We can't allow it anymore. And when we're talking about this ceasefire, it's also very important to understand, ceasefires do not mean that the oppression has ended. Does not mean that Gaza is out of the siege that it's been in for over a decade. It does not mean that Palestinians in Jerusalem are going to have a good time, because we've seen the Palestinians in Jerusalem just last Friday when the ceasefire was announced were being attacked in Masjid al-Aqsa. So a ceasefire just means that Israel is going to oppress Palestinians in a different way. So that's why American Muslims for Palestine has been not only on the case of Sheikh Jarrah and on the case of the desecration of Masjid al-Aqsa. That's why AMP has been working proudly on this new campaign that we just dropped this past Friday called Sanction Israel Now. We believe that with a ceasefire announced, that it is time for us to be big and be bold for Palestine. When we talk about what's been going on in Palestine for so long, we can no longer return to the status quo. We cannot allow this momentum that just happened in support of Palestine, in support of Palestinian liberation and Palestinian rights, to go unnoticed. We must do our job. And we've seen some amazing strides taken in the past couple of months. AMP was prepared for what happened in Masjid al-Aqsa, for what's been going on in Sheikh Jarrah, for what's been going on in Gaza, because we've been doing this work for years now. AMP has been doing advocacy work and focusing on advocacy work for about 7 years now. And in this time, we've done amazing work here in Washington, D.C., working with representatives, working with senators on behalf of Palestinian rights, promoting Palestinian rights with a very simple message that Palestinians deserve human rights. Very simple message. And we've seen amazing strides taken with the first ever bill in support of Palestinian rights dropping about 6 years ago, dropped by Congresswoman Betty McCollum. And since then, this bill has changed to now HR 2950, which is a bill that supports Palestinian children and their families. This bill was dropped in the month of Ramadan. Before the month of Ramadan, we saw three congressional letters go to the Secretary of State in support of Palestinian rights, in support of vaccines, in support of Palestinians who are against the ethnic cleansing of their homes. And these were all very important bills, very important letters that were going to the Secretary of State. And then when the incident in Sheikh Jarrah happened, and when the situation became even more dire, we saw Congresswoman Marie Newman send a letter with the support of 25 other members of Congress to the Secretary of State against the ethnic cleansing of Sheikh Jarrah. Years ago, this never would have been heard of. We've Right. never seen support like this before. Mm-hmm. And that's due to the work that we've been doing here in Washington, D.C. AMP, in addition to the educational work and the organizing work, AMP brings people to DC to advocate for Palestinian rights. And we organize and mobilize around the country to make sure people who care about Palestine are doing work for Palestine. We submitted a petition to the Secretary of State ourselves with over 250,000 signatures from around the country. We did it with a number of partners, and we were proud to deliver it to the Secretary of State just a few weeks ago. And now, as I mentioned earlier, we have started our Sanction Israel campaign. This Sanction Israel campaign means that we will no longer accept the status quo to Palestine. We will not allow them to take us back to the same old conversations. For those of you who are interested in checking out what we're doing, log on to sanctionisrael.org. We have a petition over there. We have a few events coming up, and we have a list of demands that we believe are the benchmark of supporting Palestinian rights. And we need as many supporters as possible. Right now, we're around 30 to 40% near our goal. And we have a few events coming up that we believe are going to take us all the way to the end. And lastly, and one of the most important things, and I definitely hope everyone watching this understands and is planning to participate with us, we are hosting a national march on Washington this upcoming Saturday on the 29th in support of Palestinian rights and to sanction Israel. We are working with a number of Muslim organizations, starting with the umbrella organization, the USCMO, We have over 50 other organizations participating with us, alhamdulillah, and we need as much support as possible. Just last week, in the UK, over 180,000 people took the streets in support of Palestinian rights. We wanna beat them, inshallah. We wanna show that the US not only supports Palestinian rights, but will proudly take the streets for it. We'll be in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Memorial from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Please come out and join us, inshallah.
That's fantastic. Really wonderful to see the ways in which AMP has been helping. For those who are inspired, who want to get involved, who want to help with the current situation, you know, beyond going to sanctionisrael.org or perusing your website or making a donation at ampalestine.org, what are ways for people over the long term to support Palestinians?
Definitely. I think obviously the first thing is to log on to ampalestine.org and sign on to our email list. Follow us on social media. AMP is constantly dropping things that are causing real change, action items that are causing real change for Palestine. As I said earlier, our most important responsibility as American Muslims is making sure that our country is no longer complicit in the crimes against the Palestinian people, the oppression against the Palestinian people, and the apartheid against Palestinian people. We can no longer allow our country to support this. And AMP's goal is to make sure that we are doing our part for our Palestinian brothers and sisters as members of this great nation. So AMP is constantly dropping things that you can do to reach out to your members of Congress, to reach out to your other elected officials about Palestinian rights. I think another very important thing is sharing on social media when you see issues coming up. You know, the people of we've done a few lives with people from Gaza, and we have partners and we have friends who, you know, exist in Palestine. Organizations like We Are Not Numbers and different organizations in the West Bank who talk about how important it's been that people have been sharing what's going on. And, you know, social media is so powerful. Just last week, we hosted a live session with the rapper Loki from the UK and a member of We Are Not Numbers. His name is Ra'id from Gaza. Towards the end of the live, after he described the situation that was going on in Gaza, we heard a loud bomb go off in the background. And he told us it was an airstrike, and we were able to see where it had landed in his community. And for that instance, we felt and we saw how the people of Gaza feel. And the truth is, social media is so powerful that it has been shedding light on all the atrocities going on around the world. Here in America, it's shown us how police treat Black people and the systemic racism against Black people in this country. And, you know, thankfully for Palestinians, when they can, they've been showing the world what's going on. So it's definitely important to share and let people know what's going on. And the more people know, the more people will be willing to work. And I think definitely the most important thing I would add is supporting organizations like American Muslims for Palestine. We are a grassroots-led movement here at the Palestine Movement. And AMP needs as many supporters from our community as possible. You know, for years now, we've benefited from this community, and we've done this service on behalf of the community. But the more of us who come out and support, the more of us who take part in these actions, the more of us who share the links that AMP is putting out, the better chances of success we have. We need all your support to be able to be successful. It's the least we could do for the Palestinian people.
Yeah, and a few things that you said brought to mind, just like, you know, as U.S. citizens, each of us are complicit in our tax dollars going to provide billions of dollars in aid to Israel. You know, our president has agreed a weapons sale to militarize Israel. And when we, thankfully, there are voices in Congress that are hoping to block that and to work towards providing a voice for Palestinians in this. And I would also imagine that a lot of that is thanks to the work that you've been able to do as well, to build relationships with those key stakeholders and communities and represent Palestinians in Congress.
Of course, if I could also add, it's very important. So when I mentioned going on to our website earlier, one of our action items is reaching out to your representatives, reaching out to your one congressperson, and reaching out to your two senators to support the resolution that Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dropped against this weapon sale. So you would basically reach out to them, tell them that you want them to support her resolution. And then for your two senators, Senator Bernie Sanders matched AOC's resolution in the Senate. So reaching out to your senators right now is very important. There, we have about a week left for you guys to be reaching out to your representatives and encouraging them to support these important resolutions. And as you said, obviously this is a result of the work we've been doing for years. Years ago, I mean, when we talk about this specific resolution, this weapons sale was never supposed to be talked about. The applications and stuff were put in on May 5th. And one congressman, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, chose to look at it a little bit extra. And because of that, people realized that this was something going on as they were bombing Gaza, and more Americans spoke out about it. And that's what led to Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dropping the first bill in the House, and then Senator Bernie Sanders dropping the second resolution in the Senate. So we have the ability to support these actions. No one should feel that because something is political, that there's nothing we could do. We have elected representatives who need to hear and want to hear what we have to say. And it doesn't take too much mobilization to make them realize that something should be going on. Around the country, we have been participating with people who are protesting in front of their members of Congress, in front of their senators. These protests have been going on around the country, from New Jersey down to here in Maryland and Virginia. We've been seeing this all over, and we need as much support as possible to make these representatives understand that Palestinian rights are non-negotiable and that we must end the U.S. complicity into the crimes against the Palestinians.
Yeah, I think one of the easiest things that I've always seen are those advocacy alerts for that, you send a message on text and then it signs you up and pings, you enter your zip code, it pings your representative. So those are so fantastic. But even for people who take it a step further and literally go to their representatives' offices, who engage with them, who are in the streets, in the downtowns of all of these different communities across the country, kudos to those people who have taken those bold actions and steps and are using their voice, because even it's prophetic for us to be doing something with our words, with our actions, with our beliefs in our heart. And hopefully, if people can do that, the world will be a better place for not only Palestinians, but for everyone.
Of course.
So I want to switch gears a little bit. Thank you for sharing so much about AMP and the work that you focus on. But as a nonprofit leader to another, you've been in working at AMP for a few years, and you've been in this development space for a few years. What's your advice to people who want to get involved in nonprofits?
I think definitely when we talk about nonprofits, it's important to understand that they get a really bad rep. Some people don't like the type of work we do, or they don't believe it's useful. But the truth is, there are a lot of issues going on in this country, for different communities, and we need to be able to stand up for what we believe in. And you know, there are different causes. And if I were to tell you all the organizations I've worked with before and helped before, there are so many issues that need to be taken seriously in this country. And you know, the work that they're doing is essential. Alhamdulillah. So definitely, if there is a cause you believe in and you feel that you could make a change by joining an organization and helping better their work, I believe it's definitely worth it. And you know, the more people who are dedicated and come with a level of expertise into the nonprofit field, they help, you know, these organizations take strides and do amazing things. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's about how much better we make the world before we leave it. And that's the way I look at it. And that's the way I hope everyone else will look at it too, inshallah.
Inshallah. I mean, you know, volunteers are undervalued, underappreciated, undersourced. And for those who may be listening that, you know, you have a few extra hours a week, a month, whatever, you know, your commitment to putting your time behind a cause, regardless of the organization, that is so meaningful, especially to so many nonprofits that are understaffed, that are under-resourced. And your volunteer hours and commitment can really boost the morale of that staff and of that team. So definitely consider looking at what your skill set is, what the community needs are, what you're passionate about. And I wholeheartedly encourage you to look into what nonprofits you can volunteer with. And if you're looking for nonprofits or, you know, different types of organizations, you can always go to American Muslim Community Foundation's nonprofit directory on our website and find out about other nonprofit organizations, their website, their social media handles. If they've had a podcast with us, we'll link it there so you can learn more about the great work that other organizations are doing. So Muhammad, as well, you know, what are some reflections on, you know, other organizations that you would encourage people to learn more about, whether it's specific to the Palestinian cause or just organizations that you've learned to love over the years?
So definitely, I think the biggest organization I could mention is called We Are Not Numbers. They're an organization led by youth based in Gaza who tell the story of what's been going on in Gaza. And, you know, highlight the most important idea when it comes to Gaza is that those numbers aren't just numbers. And I think that's very essential. They have an Instagram page that, as some would say, and some of the youth would say, is lit. So definitely check out their Instagram, inshallah. They have a lot of educational materials, and they do a very good job of highlighting what's going on in Gaza with the siege and most recently with the bombings that have been going on. So I definitely think for anyone who's looking to learn more about what's going on in Gaza specifically, check them out, inshallah.
Thank you. And then, you know, lastly, anybody who's listening, like if you want to learn more about American Muslims for Palestine, you can go to ampalestine.org. And you can also learn more about American Muslim Community Foundation at amuslimcf.org. We encourage all of the donor advised funds and families who participate in giving circles and to consider supporting AMP. We are going to be doing a series of inviting other organizations that are solely focused on Palestine. And Muhammad, thank you so much for being able to share your time, your expertise, your commitment for the Palestinian cause. And if there's any other thing that you'd like to share with our listeners, feel free to.
Definitely. I think the most important thing I could say is that as the Muslim community, as Americans, we need to be willing to do our part for justice. That's something that's taught to us in our religion, and it's something that we understand morally to be correct. When you think about what's going on around the world, it's not enough to just feel upset about what's going on. We have to understand, and we have to start thinking about what we could do to help those people as well. And everyone has their limits and everyone has their capabilities, but everyone has a part to do as well. So I always think, what's my part when I see oppression going on around the world?
Definitely. And, you know, hopefully we can encourage more people to volunteer, to get involved, to learn about other resources, about how they can make a difference. And that being said, like, you know, this is just one organization out of the hundreds that are in AMCF's nonprofit directory. We try to do this podcast with as many of the organizations as we can. So subscribe to our podcast. You can find out more on our website, on YouTube, everywhere. There are podcasts. We are there as well. So Muhammad, thank you so much again. And the people of Palestine are in our prayers.
Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.